The 18th chapter is titled The Perfection of Renunciation. This is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada actually mentions that the Bhagavad Gita is actually concluded at the 17th chapter. The 18th chapter is a supplementary chapter. It's a kind of a summary study, just as the second chapter was. Nevertheless, in this 18th chapter, Krishna summarizes many things, puts them in perspective, and connects them all up to indicate a gradual progression of how one moves from one stage to another to ultimately reach the perfection of pure devotional service to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. And in this course of the description, he also further analyzes with the tool of the three modes of material nature various things in this universe. And the ultimate conclusion, of course, is that one has to become a pure devotee of Krishna. And then Arjuna, once he hears this, says, Nashto moho smriti labdha tvat prasadat tavachyut. He says, my dear, Vyasa prasadat tavachyut. He says, my dear Krishna, now that I have heard you speaking, everything, all my memory is restored, my intelligence is now sober, now I will fight. So he became established in equanimity and full knowledge. All his doubts were dissipated. Similarly, Sanjaya, who was the one who was speaking to Dhritarashtra, he said, now that I have heard this dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, my heart rejoices and I want to hear this again and again. So see the two reactions, the Arjuna and Sanjaya both. Their ignorance is calm, their doubts are dispelled, they are in full bliss and ecstasy after having heard the Bhagavad Gita. I think we are also in a bit of ecstasy, apart from the aching knees and lower backs and a little shifting and shuffling to give relief to some part of the body or the other, and the expectation of the prasadam soon. But nevertheless, the soul is still very, very much relishing this session today. It's really wonderful that this is also one of the transcendental austerities that Krishna has spoken about here. And it concludes with the 18th chapter. So actually reciting and reading the Bhagavad Gita is worship with one's intelligence. Just as we worship the deity of Krishna with various sorts of paraphernalia, we also worship Krishna with our intelligence by reciting and studying and hearing the Bhagavad Gita. And with the conclusion that pure devotion to Krishna and surrender to Him is the perfection of our life, we stop our narration here and we will hand over to His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj for summarizing and concluding our discussion on Bhagavad Gita today. Hare Krishna.